Oh, God, you have been better to us than we'd have been to ourselves and to each other. And we are here this morning to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Lord God, thank you for the angel of the house. Thank you for the under-shepherd, Lord God. For truly, Lord God, he has sat at your feet, Lord God, to be fed, to be taught, Lord God, so that he may come back and teach us. So, Lord God, thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you for bringing us from January to December. Lord God, we thank you for this year of completion. Lord God, we didn't get everything completed, but we got something completed. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for 2018 that is coming, Lord God, and we're looking higher. We're looking farther. We're looking better. We're looking greater. We're expecting 2018, Lord God. We thank you for the word that you have given the under-shepherd, Lord God, that he's going to bring. Oh, Lord God, we thank you and we love you. We need you. We're dependent on you. We're counting on you. For your word said we can do nothing without you. Lord God, we have grown and matured that we don't even want to do anything without you. That is maturity. That is growth in you when we do not want to do nothing without God. So my Lord, my God, my Redeemer, my Rock, my Will, my All in All, my everything, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, El Elyon, El Shahem, El Shaddai. Lord God, whatever you do in 2018, don't do it without us, Lord God. We pray and ask and thank you for being the God of another chance. You have given us another chance. You woke us up this morning with brand new mercy. Your word said with benefits, deliverance, healing, salvation. Lord God, we pray if anybody here that don't know you and the pardon of their sins, that you would draw them right now, Holy Spirit. You say, how can they come without you drawing? Draw them, Holy Spirit. Lead them, touch them. Don't let them go any further without you. Don't let them leave out this building without asking what must they do to be saved, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we just thank you and we love you for the doors of the house being open in your name. A preach and teach word. A preach and teach word that you have given us, Lord God. Strength, divine strength, active divine strength. Your words say our youth is renewed, our soul is restored. We thank you for the mind of Christ. We thank you for the activities of our limbs, Lord God. So many benefits. So many benefits. Lord God, we will not take you for granted anymore. We will not take you for granted anymore. We will not take you for granted anymore. Lord God, we want to be a part of what you're doing. We want to lead souls to Christ. Your word says, he that leads souls, that when his souls are wise. We pray and ask and thank you for fresh wisdom this day, this year, fresh anointing, your super on our natural. We thank you for every family that's represented here today. We thank you. Thank you. Lord, we thank you and we love you. And we owe it all to you. For your word said we can do nothing without you. Nothing can we do without you. We thank you for a heartbeat. A heartbeat. Lord, thank you. The songwriter said if I had a million tongues, it still wouldn't be enough. For have good as you have been us, your grace and your mercy. So, Lord, we thank you and love you. We ask these and all of the special blessings and prayer in your darling son, Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Love you, Pastor. Love you, Pastor. And we're going to see you at the top.
Amen, somebody.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina. Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
There are more chapters to be written in your life. Your life doesn't stop here where you were. I know that you were in some peril or pitfall, but turn the page. If you keep living, you turn the page. There are other chapters to be written in your life. There are other babies to be born or to be raised. There are more lads. There is more enjoyment to be fulfilled in your life. I want to talk to you today. I've been asking God, what would he have us to say this morning? And I want you to turn to the book of Mark, chapter 9. The book of Mark, chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Where's Malcolm? Back there in the back. Okay. In the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 23 and 24, I'm going to start at verse 17, and then you pick up with me in verse 23 and 24. I'm going to start at verse 17. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I brought my son, which has a spirit, which has a mute spirit, or a spirit that makes the boy epileptic. And whithersoever that spirit taketh him, it tears him apart. He foams at the mouth, he gashes his cheek, it pins him away. And I spake to your disciples, the church. We're not going to be a weak church. We are a strong church. Show you how strong the church is. Your prayers brought those who were sick back home. Put them on their feet. Put them in the choir stand. Put them on worship. Your prayer. He says, I brought him to the church, to the disciples, that they should cast him out. They couldn't do it. He answered and said unto him, this is Jesus' reply to him. This is Jesus' reply to the church, to the people. He said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit started tearing, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foam. And he asked his father, how long has he been this way? And he said, since he was a child. And oftentimes it cast him into the fire. Notice how this father lays his case out to Jesus. He says, and it put him in water and try to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, now watch this. Verse 23, y'all pick up with me. Jesus said unto them, what? If you can believe. Verse 24. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. I want to talk to you today if you believe. if you believe. That's what I want to talk to you about, if you believe. That's what I wanted to say to you this morning. The flower will fade, the grass will wither, but the word of our God will stand forever if you believe. Man, let me tell you something. The more that I'm hearing, reading, and living this word of God, the more this thing is coming more alive. If you believe. Jesus says all things are possible. Jesus said everything that you believe. Now let me tell you why he said that. Because what you believe is going to be in the will of God. And if you ask God for something that's out of his will, he's going to let you know. Somewhere along the line in life's journey, he's going to let you know that this is not my will. And I don't know about you right now, but I'm thanking God for some things that I've asked him for that was out of his will that he didn't give me. God is not a God that will give you something that's going to harm you, that's going to take you away from him. That's the devil's business. That's not God's business. That's the type of business that the devil is in, and it's not the type of business that God is in. I want you to look here. If you believe, talking about it this morning, how do you think? Your thinking, your mind. Watch this. The man has a problem. The man has a situation, and he brings it to the church. The disciples always in your Bible represent the church. They are characteristic of the church. The man brings his child to church, and he lays the cap. Now, let me tell you what Jesus was. Jesus and Peter, James, and John was in the Mount of Transfiguration. Watch this. While Jesus is up there, don't fool yourself. He still knows when he's on the mountaintop, he still knows what's going on in the valley. He never takes his eyes off of you. Now watch this. He comes down, and when he comes down, the Father lays his case out to Jesus. First of all, I want you to know, if you believe, you have to know today that my first point is we serve a God. Jesus is a God of compassion. That's where you ought to say, thank you, Lord. We have access to a God of compassion. Watch this. The man did not have to go through a lot of changes to get to Jesus. Watch this. Jesus makes sure that you have access to him. That's why the curtain in the temple was torn in part. It was ripped from the top up. God wanted to show you and I that you have access to him. You don't have to go to anyone else. And guess what? Here's what we ought to shout about today. You have access to a God of compassion, a God of mercy. When you go and you lay yourself out to the Lord, he's compassionate. Thank God that he looks through our faults and sees our needs. Woo! If there's anybody that ought to be shouting, it should be us right along there. He's a God of compassion. Yes, we're sinners. Yes, we've done wrong. We thought wrong. We did wrong. We've looked wrong. But still, when we go to God, he has compassion on us. Watch this. This man brings his son, lays him out, tells Jesus what's going on. Jesus never interrupted him. Jesus let him go on. And then Jesus said, how long has he been this way? And he said, since he was a child. Watch this. The Lord, the God that we serve, he's so compassionate until he's concerned about us from birth all the way up until where you are now. Lays this case out. If you believe, first of all, when we know that we serve a God of compassion, but I like what the Lord did. Look in verse 23. Watch what Jesus does. Jesus takes this thing to another level. Because verse 23 notices that he says, if you believe, all things are possible. Yes, yes. Not only do we have access to a God of compassion, but secondly of all, notice we have a God that challenges our faith. Jesus now, watch this, he takes the focus off of the Son and the situation, and he puts it on the Father. Really, when you look at this from the back door, it was never about the Son. Because Jesus says, listen, your son can be healed at any time. He says, it's about your faith. I want to show you something. Brother Kevin, will you come help me in this? Would you come stand for a minute? Come stand right here to my left. I want to show you something. I want to take this little baby right here. Let me see if he'll come to me. There we go. He just wanted to be with me for a little while. He's saying, let me check this guy out. Are you with me yet? How many of you are Christians? People in here are Christians. Am I correct? Now watch this. You have a grown man. Jesus was saying this. You have a grown man, but you don't want to be grown and have faith like this. Your faith be in an emphasis stage. Am I talking to anyone this morning? Jesus, that's why he was saying, church, how long shall I be with you? Oh, faithless generation, in verse 19. He says, you are grown folk. You shouldn't have this type of faith. Am I talking to anyone this morning? Many of us are walking around, we're grown Christians, or we say that we are grown Christians, but this is the type of faith that we have. Y'all gonna talk back to me. Y'all ain't saying nothing up in here this morning. You see, infancy stage faith, Jesus says, I've got to get this grown man's faith. Come here, Philip. Come on, Brother Philip. I've got to get this grown Christian to where he looks like this and his faith looks like this. You see, God want your faith to match up to what you look like. Jesus don't want to look at you and see a big old grown you and this kind of faith. Am I talking to anyone this morning? Jesus said, he said, I want to see your faith look like what you look like. So therefore, if you say you trust God, if you say that you believe, then look like this. You may be seated. All ye of little faith, why are you allowing demons? Yeah, I'm going right down someone's alley. Why are you allowing demons to depress you? You see, when your faith match up to who you are, demons are afraid to even come your way. Will you have challenges? Yes, you'll have challenges. But they'll know one thing. When they knock at your door, they have a fight. When your faith, I know I'm preaching to someone this morning, because I'm preaching. When your faith matches your maturity, then you start, if you can believe now, when your faith start matching your maturity, then guess what? Things start to happen in your life. Because things start happening in the spiritual realm. And when things happen in the spiritual realm, guess what? It starts happening in the physical realm. Am I talking to anyone this morning? The reason why things are not happening in some of our lives in the physical realm, because it's not happening in the spiritual realm. You're not binding them doggone demons up. You're not dealing with, are y'all with me yet? You're not, Jesus said, I've got to challenge this man's faith. It's not about the boy. Jesus said, a boy can be healed at any time. There's some problems in your life can be solved at any time. This is the thing that you can be dealing with. Jesus, I ain't concerned about that. I'm concerned more about your faith. Am I as I am with your sickness? He said, I can deal with that anytime. I've said it once, I'll say it again. This church or you don't have a money problem. If you are a Christian, raise your hand again. Well, you don't have a money problem. Because your dad, in Psalm 24, says, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and what? You think your daddy has all of that, and you don't have access to it? You don't have a money problem. You have a faith. God doesn't let his children walk around with their hat in their hand. Sometimes I feel so good when I go to Rotary, around all of those movers and shakers, people that are multimillionaires, and they have to ask me for something. Reverend, would you pray for us? Y'all gonna talk back to me? Reverend, would you pray for us? Sure, I'd be glad to. Come right on over, I'll pray for you. Are you with me yet? Why? Because we keep ourselves to where we don't go anywhere with our hat in our hand. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. God did I serve? God that you and I serve. You got to read your Bible. You have to, if you believe, you got to read your Bible. Your Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Wait a minute. Let me do this for you, if you will. Say, I've never seen the righteous. Now put your name there. Nor me, nor whatever your name is, begging for bread. If you ever want to get God riled up again, boy, if you ever want to get him hot up in heaven, go to bed. It embarrasses him. You remember mom? Y'all remember mama? Grandmother? They used to say, boy, don't be out there begging. Somebody come and tell, boy, let somebody come and tell your mama that, well, you know, he asked me for a quarter. Woo! He did what? You don't embarrass me like that. He asked me for food. You go and ask somebody for food and let it get back to your parents. Same way it is with God. Jesus said, if you believe, Daddy, Jesus said, I want to meet you where you are. He says, if you believe, then everything that you ask above, abundantly, exceedingly is possible. Somebody still didn't get it yet. Somebody still didn't get it yet. Y'all don't know the scripture. He said, everything that you ask above, exceedingly, abundantly even what you think. God says, I'll come down and I'll work it out for you. Are you with me yet? The Bible says, watch this, if you believe, he says, I'm challenging your faith. That's what the pastor is trying to do. That's what God is leading me to do. Challenge your faith. Some of the situations that you're in, what God is really doing is he's challenging your faith. He's trying to get your faith. He's trying to take you to the level that he needs to get you on to bless you. You see, there are certain levels that God needs to get you. Woo! Talk back to me. There are certain levels that God needs to get you to bless you. He says, I can't bless you down. I can't bless you up here and you down there. I can't bless you up here and you still angry. You still weeping. You still not trusting me. Well, Lord, I trust you a little bit. He said, well, I can't bless you a lot. First of all, if you believe, you have access. Remember this. Believe that you have access to a compassionate God. Second of all, he challenges our faith. You don't want to be a big you and your faith be in an infancy stage. I want you to go home with that picture in your mind. How big is your faith? How big is it? Child, I believe in God. Well, your faith ought to show how much you believe. Amen. Thirdly of all, notice in verse 24. Thirdly of all, notice, here's finally, because we're about to leave. Watch this. After you have God, after you have access to a compassionate God, after you know that he challenges your faith, now watch this. There is a change. Because the daddy goes to Jesus and he was just perfectly honest. You see, God will not change things in your life until you're honest with him. He said, I believe. He said, but I need you to help my faith. I need you to help my unbelief. Are you with me yet? Many of us go to God like we got everything in order. How many times do we go to God and say, Lord, I know it's just not in order. I believe just a little bit, but I need you to help me in this one. I need you to help my faith. You know why we don't ask God that? Because we don't want his help. We want him to come do it for us. You see, we're down, but we want God to come along and scoop us up and pick us up. And God said, it doesn't work like that. God says, I'll come along and I'll help you get up if you're honest. He says, listen, the Father was completely honest with Jesus. He says, I need. Now watch this. If you believe, here's what happens. It changes the whole atmosphere. If you believe, it changes the atmosphere in your home. It changes the atmosphere in your work. You know why? Because they know you're a believer. People start to come to you first because they know you're a believer. Things start to change and happen in your life. You know why? Because you're a believer. You believe God can do some things. You believe God can do anything. Yes. You believe God can do everything. Yes. You believe God can turn the situation around. Yes. God will not turn your situation around if you don't believe he can do it. Amen. You see, your atmosphere starts to change. Then Jesus comes in and calms the storms in your life. It's right there in the text if you hadn't torn it out. Jesus, after that, Jesus healed the boy. Jesus comes along and changes the atmosphere. You see, when the storms in your life calm, the whole atmosphere changes. You start to get your joy back. You start to receive your peace. Is there anybody that know what I'm talking about? There are things starting to happen in your life. Storms starting to get calmed down. Relationships starting. Are you with me yet? Family get fixed. Relationships are repaired when the storms come. Change happens in your life. Come on, Jeffrey, let's get ready to go home. I'm through.